The tough budget climate has left governments at all levels looking for creative ways to cut costs. The Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority, or HART, is looking to their legal department to save $500,000. In a committee meeting yesterday, HART's Director of Legal Services, Michael Stevens, said that savings estimate is conservative because it's based on current expenditures.
That could go up, and therefore our general liability expense could go up, meaning our outside counsel fees. Whereas if you have those assets in-house, that's a fixed number. So, say for example, last year we spent $700,000 or $500,000, and we can do that work in-house for $160,000. Well, next year, that $500,000 may very well be $600,000, $700,000. It just depends on what the facts and circumstances.
The head of HART's Finance, Governance, and Administration Committee is Ron Govin. He said reducing the amount of outsourced legal services was the most logical cost reduction.
With all the budgetary constraints that we're facing, the staff had to go back and look at every possible expenditure to see where savings could be achieved, and the outside legal counsel was clearly one where the costs were rising, and so they looked for opportunities to realize substantial savings.
And Legal Services Director Michael Stevens estimates the strategic move will do more than save money. He also expects the level of service in the legal department to improve.
If you bring that particular work in-house, you own the case from start to finish, so you can exercise a much greater degree of oversight of that particular case. You know the case. You live it. You breathe it. It's your equipment. It's your employees who are involved, so you know it better than anyone else.
Stevens' presentation to HART committee members included a recommendation for at least two new positions, including a full-time attorney and a paralegal. HART board members have not taken action on this item, but reaction to the potential savings was favorable. The next regular meeting will be on February 6th.